Hi, everybody. This is Phil the Issues Guy from issuesprogram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Phil's recap and review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and On the Street Inc. proudly present No Borders, No Race, The World's J-Pop and Alternative Hotspot.
And wenches, welcome to episode 244 of No Borders, No Race, your J-pop and alternative hotspot. I am your king, baby duck, Evan Borgo. Thank you once again for tuning in. And folks, I gotta say this, it feels excellent to have the Wicked Anime Podcast back. Yes, the coronavirus sucks a big, fat, meaty stroop waffle, but there's a feeling of normalcy when I record with the other guys. We had taken a break due to everyone's careers making it hard for us to meet and record, with the 2019 wikis being sort of a temporary goodbye, but now being able to chat about anime and dumb shit again with my closest friends just feels so, so good, even if we have to practice social distancing while doing so. But we're back, and you can hear our returning episode right now on The Nerdy Show. Though it's ironic that we've come back, and all these delays in the anime industry have been happening. You know, I can't do my job if there's no anime report on. Anyway, on today's episode of No Borders, No Race, we'll be looking at three new anime series airing this spring, two of which are still running as of this recording, and the last one, sadly, being delayed until probably the summer. But first, as always, something for my Japanese listeners. 日本の皆さん、もう一度日本語要約のもう一つのエディションがやってきました。前回のエピソードは All In Games のチームが次のゲーム Red Wings Aces of the Sky についてチャットしてくれました。 私たちのインタビューは何が期待できるかのキスを示しました。 自分がプレイしたデモをもう一度見て、とっても楽しいゲームになると確信しました。リリースが近づいたら、注意深く見守ってくれることを願っています。さらに、集まり動物の森がリリースされました。このゲームは現在の奇妙な世界に一種の聖女を取り戻してくれます。 友人と一緒に遊びます。あなたの島をきれいにすることは特典です。化石を見つけて博物館を観察させるのは素晴らしいことです。最も重要なのは、現在の危機の中で時間を過ごすのに最適でと言うことです。遊んでみて後悔しません。 My thanks again to my teacher, Mikio Hattori-sensei. 本当にありがとうございます。 Remember, if you'd like to know more information on her cultural exchange initiative, be sure to visit their website at ceinitiative.org. And now, Let's start today's playlist. Remember, as always, if you like what you hear, would like to support these artists, you can find all their music on CD Japan, Yes Asia, Amazon, Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record stores. We're going to start the show with a new song from Miyavi, who, out of the blue, dropped a brand new album. And I gotta be blunt, I love it more than No Sleep Till Tokyo. The new album is called Holy Nights, and the song from that record is Danger, Danger. From his 1981 album A Long Vacation, that was the late, great Eiichi Otake with Velvet Motel. Otake has seen a bit of a surge in popularity over the past couple of weeks, thanks in part to one of his songs being used as the end theme to this year's anime, Kakushigoto. Now, I've been a fan of author Koji Kumeta's ever since I've watched Shaft's adaptation of his work, Sayonara Zetsubou Sensei. So, already going into Kakushigoto, I had some high expectations. And like Zetsubou Sensei, Kakushigoto has a very weird but enjoyable style of comedy. What I didn't expect from it, though, is the level of heart that this new series has. So the title Kakushigoto has three meanings. Manga author Kakushigoto is the main character. Kakushigoto also means secret and drawing manga. And since Goto is keeping his job secret from his daughter Hime, you can literally say that Kakushigoto's Kakushigoto is Kakushigoto. And already you can sense the zaniness this series delivers. So Goto has to do his darndest to make sure his daughter doesn't find out about his manga career, as the series he creates is a little too risque for his little daughter to comprehend. He leaves his home wearing a business suit, which then he switches for a more relaxing wear for drawing. His team of illustrators and background designers know of his intentions to keep his daughter in the dark, going so far as to do emergency drills in case she ever finds the place where Goto works. All of it is very silly, but there's heart placed in the silliness. The silliness itself is actually more adorable than the dark kind seen in Zetsubou Sensei. It's a show about how far a dad would go to keep his daughter happy. Whether it's keeping an eye on her during a school trip or trying to aid in her drawing skills, Goto puts a lot of heart and love into every action he does. In fact, he does it so well that it winds up unintentionally swooning the hearts of just about every woman whose path he comes across. But therein lies, within Kakushigoto, a sense of tragedy. At a very young age, Hime loses her mother, and at the same time, the show flashes forward many years to see Hime discovering her dad's secret without him being around. I don't know if it's been confirmed or not, but it looks like Goto will pass away as well, which is heart-wrenching considering that means Hime will lose both parents before she even graduates high school. In a way, it's a sobering element seeing Hime possibly losing both parents, one that balances the strong humor it delivers every other moment. Honestly, I can't remember the last time I saw any form of entertainment, much less anime, that has done such a great job with balancing strong wit and deep sadness. It's because of this aspect that makes Kakushigoto not just one of the best shows of the spring season, but also a contender for Anime of the Year, though it does have Keep Your Hands Up Eizouka to fight against for that title. At any rate, Kakushigoto is a series everyone should watch, and you can catch it on Funimation now as we speak. Fingers are crossed that it isn't affected by delays like a couple of the other shows that have been really enjoying this season. But please, I urge you, do check out Kakushigoto. It is a very unique comedy. Up next, we've got one hell of a pop queen in the making. Her name is Felixity, and her debut album, Lovesick, just dropped a couple of days ago. And I haven't heard it yet because it hasn't been released. But if the album is on the same level as this single, then Felixity is certainly going places. From Lovesick, this is Twisted Love.
Fuck me, that sinful body, I worshipped your skin. And your tongue spits fire in me, and let the games begin. I pray every step that you take leads you back to me, to me, to me. And I'm on my knees. So baby, give me that twisted love. It's 5 a.m. I've been alone since last night, and I'm thinking about you, how you bite on my soul. My body, there's no one else for me. You're so twisted, how your lips fit my hips, my hips, my hips. When I'm fighting you slow, my hips, my hips. Your lips on my hips, my hips, my hips. When I'm fighting you slow. So won't you give me that twisted love, twisted love, twisted love. And baby, you know I need that twisted love, twisted love, twisted love. My baby, you know I need twisted love, twisted love, twisted love. And baby, you know I need that twisted love, twisted love, twisted love. My baby, you know I need twisted love.
This is Clay Inferno, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great. I Think This Is Great! Exclamation point with Clay Inferno is the full name of the show. And it's an interview podcast about people doing and being their best. We talk about doing compassionate work, making books, working on teams, getting over hurdles, doing great things, even when the chips are down and you just, frankly, don't want to do anything. It's a little bit of a tech podcast. But mostly, this is a interview show where I talk to some of the most fascinating people that have come into my life. And hopefully I get to meet some new friends along the way. So welcome, and please let me know what you think of I Think This Is Great with Clay Inferno by joining the conversation on social media with the hashtag ITTIGpod. Or you can reach out to me directly at CLAYNFERNO, Clay Inferno. There is no I. And that Inferno at Clay Inferno, clayinferno.com. But you are here at ithinkthisisgreat.com. So do me a favor, once the show launches, please go on to iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts and leave me a rating, and please spread the word. I want people to know about the show and the amazing people that I have on it. So we will see you on the internet.
This is LJ, and I think this is great.
Hey, this is Luke O'Neill, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great.
I think your business is great, and I think you're listening to Clay Fernal. Wait, that was backwards.
I'm going to use that one.
Thank you.
Let's Go's Whoop Highball off of last year's album, Hey Bon Cherry. And a big shout out to fellow DJ Mike Rogers for tuning me into their music. You know, I should have found out about them myself, you know, seeing as they are connected to the legendary punk band Guitar Wolf. But anyways, right now we've got a brand new song from Ore-sama, which serves as the theme song for the anime Zashiki Warashi no Tatami-chan. Here's Catch Your Sweet Mind.
Wenn sie leer. Ich mag die Tiere, Menschen nicht so sehr.
Ich mag dichte Wälder, die Wiese blühen sie bunt.
Und ich mag dich mit einem Knebel in dem Mund. Das Leben ist einfach, einfach zu schwer. Es wäre so einfach, wenn es einfacher wär. Ist alles Bestimmung, hat alles seinen Grund. Und du bist ganz still, hast einen Knebel in dem Mund.
Ich mag leichte Mädchen und weine, wenn sie schwer.
Ich mag deine Mutter, den Vater nicht so sehr. ich mag keine Kinder, ich tu es ihr kund. Doch ich mag dich mit einem Knebel in dem Mund. Ich mag die Tränen auf deinem Gesicht. Ich mag mich selber nicht. Das Herz ist gebrochen, die Seele so wund. Und du schaust mich an mit einem Knebel in dem Mund. Das Leben ist traurig, das Leben ist schwer. Ich würde es mögen, wenn es einfacher wäre. Die Welt dreht sich weiter, die Erde ist rund. Um dich dreht sich nichts, hast einen Knebel in dem Mund.
Lindemann with Knebel off of my 2019 album of the year pick, FNM. Till Lindemann had a bit of a health scare after a gig in Russia, but fortunately it wasn't that dastardly virus, just a little under the weather. Till is supposed to be reuniting with his Rammstein bandmates for a US tour in the fall, and I'm very much crossing my fingers that this still happens. It'd be like an all's right with the world sort of moment, wouldn't you say? In life, sometimes we all crave to watch something incredibly stupid. Sometimes it's a kind of stupid that's mindless, yet makes you kind of feel good afterwards. Other times, there's a type of stupidity where one may have to be really, really high to actually enjoy it. And it's when I heard about the makers of Pop Team Epic doing a new show where I instantly thought it would be the latter kind of stupidity. So, cover me surprised by just how damn charming Gal and Dino has been. Gal and Dino has a very simple premise. One night, a woman named Kaede brings home a dinosaur to live with her. She doesn't know how they met or how the dinosaur convinced her to let him stay at her place, but Kaede just accepts the fact that she has a roommate from the prehistoric era and goes about life with the blue dino in tow. There's no huge underlying plot, it's just a day in the life sort of anime. The show is split into segments that act more like skits than episodes, with the main anime segments acting like, let's say, like the Sammy J and Randy's Ricketts Lane skits from the show Good News World. There's also some stop-motion animation parts that are set up like YouTube videos, and these parts are pretty cute, and the anime parts certainly have a bit more heart than Pop Team Epic. But the real gem of Gal and Dino is in the show's second half, which is all live action. Somebody is playing the dino in a full suit, with actress Yashiro Nano playing the gal, Kaede. And it's hard to dive into the live action segments without spoiling some of the funnier parts of it. But there are aspects of the anime version that spill into the live action parts, with a few bits that make rewatching these so-called plots not feel like a waste of time. And I was going to suggest that even kids would enjoy the live action parts, until I saw the fourth episode. I don't know how parents would feel about seeing a weird Japanese man wearing nothing but tidy whities and the cowboy hat doing dumb shit with a dinosaur. But all in all, despite the show being something of a time waster, Gal and Dino has been more enjoyable than it has every right to be. Yes, it's very stupid, but it's the right kind of stupid, in the same vein as the Aquabats Super Show or the comedy trio Stella. You can watch it on Funimation now, and I am curious to see how they plan to dub it, especially with the live-action stuff. Maybe it might just be a sub-exclusive kind of show, which wouldn't be too bad considering the kind of series it is. But give it a try. If it ain't your cup of tea, then I won't blame you. If you like it, then keep on watching it like I have. I personally expected to drop it after the second episode, but there I am every Saturday morning watching Gal and Dino with a respectable amount of glee. It's fun, but it might be too weird for some, which would be totally understandable. So give it a go. Funimation now has it. Gal and Dino. It's a lot more enjoyable than it has every right to be. Right then, back to the playlist. To celebrate their 10th anniversary of being signed to a major label, Okamoto's have just released a new compilation album entitled 10's Best. This song was on the original 10's album released in 2010, and it's called Beat.
Culture-saturated world, what's a nerd to do?
Hang out with your good pals on Nerdy Show, that's what.
Our flagship podcast is a weekly celebration of the multifaceted D20 that is the modern nerd.
When we're not devising horrors that combine VR and spiders or taste-testing weird food, we're discussing the latest geek happenings,
digging into our deepest nerd niches,
or interviewing a celebrity or two.
Head to nerdyshow.com or find us on iTunes and experience a multiverse of awesomeness.
From Miwa, that was Who I Am. Miwa just recently posted a stay home version of that song in support of social distancing and keeping healthy. Some pretty good important things to keep in mind. Supergroup Beauty and Chaos are back with a brand new album this May entitled The Storm Before the Calm. Here's a sneak peek of the release featuring Pigface's Steven Seibold on vocals. This is Almost Pure. We'll be right back.
何かを隠して微笑んだ横顔、心の中見つめたい、本当の君を知りたい。夕日が沈んで月さえ消えても静かな瞳はまだ強く光っている。モチベーション上げて次の愛に飛び込む。デスティネーション冷たくするほど熱くなる恋なる。レッドもう一度聞くよ、ドンチョンラムラムラムド。ためらうふりして惹かれ合う唇、ステップバイステップ近づけば心も踊る踊る始める。ささやく風の音、前が見えない揺れるスローモーション、追いかける Hateful Love、 君の頬に重ねたい。モチベーション上げて二人夢を見ようよ。デスティネーション追いかけるほど飛んでゆく蝶なる。Let go もう一度聞くよ、 Don't you dance 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 me too。言葉はいらない、君にあげたい答えはいつも Love Love。 モチベーション上げて次の愛に飛び込む。デスティネーション冷たくするほど熱くなる恋なる。
R&B legend Masayuki Suzuki with Motivation off of a massive compilation release entitled All-Time Rock and Roll, celebrating his 40th year in the music scene. The self-proclaimed King of Love Songs has also once again contributed to the opening theme of the new season of Kaguya-sama, Love is War, with a new track called Daddy Daddy Do. It's a great toe-tapper. I always appreciate Dogokoba anime, especially when the show is one where it's an adaptation of a manga that has the author taking a hobby of theirs and adding cute girls to it. It makes for a good formula, in my opinion, as you can take any sort of hobby and find a way to make it cute to watch unfold. And this season, Dogokoba has taken the hobby of fishing and added cute girls to it in this season's Diary of Our Days at the Breakwater. The show follows Hinata Tsurugi, who moves back to her hometown to start anew for her high school life. She hopes to join her school's arts and crafts club, only to have her plans foiled by her senior, Yuki. Yuki is the head of the recreational fishing club, and after showing Hinata the ropes, blackmails a new student after an incident involving an octopus. Fortunately, a friendly face emerges in the form of Natsumi, an old childhood friend of Hinata's. The more Hinata learns how to fish, the more she finds the act enjoyable. But the real humor comes in the form of dealing with the gross parts of fishing. As you can guess, Hinata has a very weak stomach when it comes to this sort of stuff. And the sight of people gutting fish or turning octopi inside out to kill them makes her very woozy. And to be frank, I'd be in the same boat as her. I love fish and octopus. I love eating them. I just don't want to see every step on how they are prepared for my taste buds. Diary of Our Days at the Breakwater also takes a cue from last year's How Heavy Are the Dumbbells You Lift? As you learn so much about how to fish, the kind of lures, and proper techniques that'll better your chances at making a good catch. But it also does a great job in showcasing why fishing requires so much patience. The third episode demonstrates this so well, with the club catching mostly trash and seaweed throughout most of the episode. But it's framed very humorously in a way that gives the big catch moment both a deserving cheer and a nice sigh of relief for Hinata and the gang. Honestly, I haven't had this much fun watching a Dogokoba anime probably since New Game, and Diary of Our Days at the Breakwater is shaping to be a big highlight for 2020 in anime. But unfortunately, the show has gone on hiatus due to social distancing and the like. But you can watch the first three episodes right now on Funimation Now. Here's hoping that the rest of the show will air soon, as it was honestly the most fun I had watching an anime this season. Delays suck. There's no other way to say it. Anyways, let's play a couple more tracks. The Peggies are back with a brand new EP, fresh off the heels of last year's excellent Hell Like Heaven album. From Anemone, this song is called Aosugiru Sora.
Show coming to you live from Tokyo, Japan, a year end special, and I'll be with my good friend Evan Borgald, and you can tune into the Mike Rogers Show. We play Japanese music, Japanese pop, Japanese, and you can win a bazillion dollars on this show. I don't know how you can, but maybe, you know, if you listen to the show, maybe you can somehow, maybe buy a raffle ticket or something. The Mike Rogers Show. Yes, Tune in. We're going to have our year-end top five countdown. It's going to be way cool. And you can hear more good songs just like this.
Friend Skinny Lister with Bonnie Away from their excellent album Down on Deptford Broadway. Some wonderful news occurred for Daniel and Lorna as Lorna gave birth to a beautiful little girl aptly named Bonnie. Hence why I chose this song to play, and I'm hoping Max is enjoying the uncle life as well. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, or if you're in a band and want to be featured on our show, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can follow me on Twitter, on Instagram, on Twitch, and on the J-pop, video games, and anime amino pages at KingBabyDuckESH, and on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com. Like us on Facebook.com/Boston Bass Brigade and Facebook.com/Land of Esh. And don't forget about all the other sites under the Land of Esh, including The Electric Sisterhood, Phil's Recap and Review, and Smashed Rook. Promotional consideration provided for this week's tracks from Felixity and Beauty in Chaos, made possible by Shameless Promotion PR. And a very special thank you to the Academy of Sun and I Am a Rocket Ship for their recent contributions to Shameless Tuesdays. Hey, security guy Greg, what's happening on the next episode of Wicked Anime?
Well, Evan, on the next episode of Wicked Anime, the spring 2020 season is upon us, but not unfortunately without some delay. Plus, we debut a brand new segment that I think is going to be a hit with you listeners, and we also rant and ramble about things that have nothing to do with anime. You know, just the usual. That's coming up this Thursday on the Nerdy Show and Omniverse site and wherever podcasts get their podcasts on. Back to you, Evan.
Thanks, Greg. Again, it feels great to have that show back. We're going to end today's episode with something that, you know, I don't normally play. Some folks may know how I feel about the idol scene in Japan, rather the idol scene in general all across Asia, but I stumbled upon a song by an idol group that's, well, it's kind of what we need in this current world of ours. The group is called Last Idol, who are formed in an American Idol-like competition, and this song comes from their new EP, I Oshiru. This is Kita Ichi Zero. And until next time, this is your King Baby Duck reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard, but it sure helps. This is your King Baby Duck, Evan Borgo, from the Electric Sisterhood, and your host for the No Borders, No Race podcast. Each episode, we play the best, brightest, and hottest acts from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. Every song spun is but a mere taste of what you can expect of the artists heard, so if you truly loved what hit your eardrums, please be sure to support these musicians and buy their albums, EPs, and singles. Places like Amazon.com, CD Japan, Yes Asia, Bandcamp, iTunes, and even your local record store are great places to plop down some sweet moolah to let those artists know that they're doing a heck of a good job with their melodies. The more an artist gets support from listeners, the better the chance that they'll come to a venue nearest you to play the sounds that won your heart. This message is brought to you by the Boston Bastard Brigade, reminding you all to support your local, national, and international artists any way you can.